Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Remember playing Midwest on Friday nights all night long? Did you know you were writing history? The evolution of Midwest has received warm responses from Midwest players and black history enthusiasts across the USA. The evolution of Midwest is an authoritative book containing the most comprehensive information ever published on the subject. It's now available at RonaldLAllen.com. The book covers every aspect of the game, from its origin and growth period to its international expansion. Get your autographed copy at RonaldLAllen.com today. Sit down tonight with friends to a game of Midwest. Visit RonaldLAllen.com today.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Listen to Tracy E. Lewis on Fridays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for the inside story on real estate investment. Coming up on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. is Diana Long with Art and Social Justice Issues. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., listen to Akeem Ugal with News 4, The Passive Real Estate Investor. Listen to CBBM Business Journal Monday through Friday at 11 a.m., and listen to The Tough Questions noon with host Sonia Cassandra Perdue. Visit us at Chicago's, the Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. To be a sponsor, give us a call at 773-609-2226. To sponsor an upcoming episode, call us at 773-609-2226. Thank you.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Would you like to learn something new and exciting? Have you always had an interest in a subject but didn't want to spend a fortune going back to school? The Chicago Learning Center is the place for you. Learn about real estate, the stock market. Learn to be a voiceover artist. If you like to dance, there are classes on salsa and merengue. Interested in preparing a meal for your family? If so, CLC has cooking and baking classes. Want to know the ins and outs of being a handyman? Yep. Uh-huh. CLC has that, too, and much more. The Chicago Learning Center. Take a class. Relax. Treat yourself. No grades. No tests. Just fun. The Chicago Learning Center. 773-891-1999. That's the Chicago Learning Center. Call today. 773-891-1999.
From the Grammys, the NAACP Image Awards, the Oscars, and Fashion Week, Lady Ease is here to shape your curves and comfort. The My New Shapewear Collection is designed especially for women of color. Embrace your curves and look shapely and smooth in everything that you wear, from capris to work attire to that red carpet gown. Visit MyNews.com to choose your style and your color. You'll find My New Shapewear in Honolulu, Los Angeles, New York, and online at MyNews.com. Brown beauties, your best shape is yet to come at MyNews.com.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Hello, this is Diana Long, and it's Wednesday. Thanks for joining us here on the radio. So, today, I really wanted to talk about something very important, and that's how can we increase peace in our neighborhoods. Well, people in North Lawndale thought a good idea might be to create peace parks where the dogs can bark and the people will roam. So let me tell you a little bit about the Peace Parks of North Lawndale project. An artist named Indira Johnson, a few years ago, came up with this idea for 10,000 Ripples, an art project inspired by the creation of the Buddha art that she does. So Indira Johnson, an artist, created a whole lot of these really large Buddha heads. And she decided to approach 10 neighborhoods in Chicago and ask the neighborhoods if she gave them these large Buddha head sculptures, and you've probably seen some around Chicago in various neighborhoods, what would they do with them? Well, one of the 10 neighborhoods that Indira Johnson approached was North Lawndale. The furthest north neighborhood was Evanston, and they go all the way down to the south side. And North Lawndale, we had a few meetings in North Lawndale about what to do, and Urban Art Retreat was one of the organizations involved from the beginning to discuss what to do with the large Buddha heads. Now, the main thing about the Buddha heads is that it was not about religion, but really was about the Buddha representing peace. So it was all about peace. And Indira was hoping that we would all use the Buddha heads, which were quite large and weigh over 300 pounds, to do something to increase peace in our neighborhoods. That was her hope. Now, some of the neighborhoods placed the sculptures on the ground and let that be their statement. So they just placed them as sculpture. Other neighborhoods did other things with them. In North Lawndale, we decided that we would use them to inspire us to create parks, peace parks in particular. Further, that we would utilize vacant lots for these peace parks. So we would transform vacant lots into beautiful, artistic peace parks, not playgrounds, but peaceful parks where people could go and sit and relax and enjoy nature and find beauty, and that there would be greenery and plants and flowers. But in addition, there would be art. Further, we thought, let's include some form of recycled materials because we want our neighborhood to get on a stick about recycling. What can we do to include recycled materials? Well, we've done everything that we can. So wherever we could, we tried to include recycled materials, such as in some of the art sculptures we created, we use recycled bottles. Some of the other things that we built from wood, we use wood that was already in existence, the wood that we found, wood that we had on hand. And when we started out using cement, we actually used bags of cement that people already possessed. Now, in addition, we wanted to inspire the neighborhood, and we decided, what if the parks were in honor of black heroes? Wouldn't this be inspiring for the neighborhood of North Lawndale? So we decided to include that in the plan. And, of course, art, that art be a main aspect of the parks and that people would find them beautiful and inspiring because of the art used. So we also thought, well, we want them to be built by just everyday ordinary citizens, that they were not going to be created by fancy artists from New York City or something. They were not going to be created by contractors whose job it was to know about right angles and all kinds of tools and whatnot, but that they would just be created by volunteers, people who did it for the love of beauty, for the inspiration of art, for the benefit of the neighborhood, that it would be all done by volunteers. So the peace parks of North Lawndale were about honoring black heroes, about including as much art as possible, about making them sturdy and weatherproof, and talking about black heroes and creating something beautiful and restful for people to enjoy. People could go sit on a bench and read their paper. People could go relax and close their eyes or meditate or just, you know, enjoy themselves, enjoy being outdoors and in a safe, beautiful, comfortable environment that, guess what, was in the middle of North Lawndale. So we proceeded. We spent the first couple of years talking about what they would be and how they would be formed and who would make them and that kind of thing. We placed the the Buddha sculptures in neighborhood organizations outside where they would be safe and protected by the organizations. Whilst we were locating the properties that we would be using, the vacant lots, trying to get vacant lots donated. Meanwhile, on our own property at Urban Art Retreat, in our garden, we practiced making some outdoor sculptures, again, by people who wouldn't normally make outdoor sculptures or perhaps even make sculptures. Most of the people involved are not artists and just people who, you know, believe in community and believe in beauty and believe in, you know, making things better. So we are, you know, thinking, well, how can we make them sturdy? How can we make them out of recycled materials? That kind of thing. So we worked on three different sculptures over a long period of time, and we used a lot of recycled materials, and it was kind of the case of Goldilocks. The first one was too soft. It wasn't something that, although it could be sturdy and protected in our own garden, which is fenced in and protected and lots of volunteers are around, we felt wouldn't be safe in a public property with people coming and going, and so that wasn't going to work. The second one we started had great promise and was pretty simple in terms of basically two materials were used, cement and glass bottles. The third one utilized a lot of materials and was very creative, but perhaps a little too complicated. We devoted and dedicated one of the artistic creations to President Obama. One was dedicated to and in honor of Toni Morrison, the fabulous writer. And the third sculpture was in honor of Maya Angelou, the wonderful poet, and in her youth, a fancy dancer. So we spent quite a bit of time working on these sculptures and learning about what materials we could use and what we could not use and how we could put them together and how it would work in terms of volunteers working on them. All three of them utilized a lot of cement and recycled materials. And it also gave us an opportunity to see what would happen if we put out a call to citizens who were interested in working on the sculptures, like how long would that take? When would we work on the sculptures? How would it work out? And it turns out it was a lot of fun. People learned a lot, and all three projects were very artistic and very interesting. And we did learn a lot about the length of time. It took us quite a bit of time, and it also taught us that it was not going to be the same group of people who worked on them over and over again, but rather each time we never knew for certain who would show up. So we kind of put out a call. We're going to be working on the sculptures this weekend from this time to this time, and whoever showed up, which invariably it was a bunch of new people and sometimes overlap of certain volunteers, and we worked with whoever showed up that day. Now, I did work on all three sculptures with the volunteers who showed up, and I was really the only person who had any previous experience working with cement. Most of the people had no experience making art at all, and none of them really had any experience, including myself, working on outdoor sculpture. So it was really an interesting time. And we spent a lot of time laughing and making mistakes and having fun and learning about our materials, and it was really neat. Simultaneously, different people at different times, different volunteers, attempted to locate vacant lots that might be possibilities, and then to follow that up with either writing to the owners or approaching the city. And we found that this was our biggest issue, locating vacant lots that could be used. And to this day, we're having the most difficulty with this part of it. When we approached the city, the city's first question was, how much do you want to pay for them? And that was fascinating because we thought the city was really trying to work on its issue with vacant lots and would more than welcome us to help solve the problem, which was one of the issues behind our project. And so, but to our surprise, the city wasn't that welcoming, and also the city wants to increase park space. So we thought, hey, we've got a great idea for you, the city. After this commercial break, I'm going to take up part two of what happened after that and ultimately talk about our first adventure with creating a peace park in North Lawndale. Here we go to our commercial break. See you soon.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Listen to Tracy E. Lewis on Fridays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for the inside story on real estate investment. Coming up on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. is Diana Long with Art and Social Justice Issues. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., listen to Akeem Ugle with News for the Passive Real Estate Investor. Listen to CBBM Business Journal Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. and listen to The Tough Questions noon with host Sonia Cassandra Perdue. Visit us at Chicago's, that's Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. To be a sponsor, give us a call at 773-609-2226. To sponsor an upcoming episode, call us at 773-609-2226. Thank you.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Would you like to learn something new and exciting? Have you always had an interest in a subject but didn't want to spend a fortune going back to school? The Chicago Learning Center is the place for you. Learn about real estate, the stock market. Learn to be a voiceover artist. If you like to dance, there are classes on salsa and merengue. Interested in preparing a meal for your family? If so, CLC has cooking and baking classes. Want to know the ins and outs of being a handyman? Yeah. Uh-huh. CLC has that, too, and much more. The Chicago Learning Center. Take a class. Relax. Treat yourself. No grades. No tests. Just fun. The Chicago Learning Center. 773-891-1999. That's the Chicago Learning Center. Call today. 773-891-1999.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. All black, all news, all you.
They're talented and they're smart. That's why Totally Positive Productions provides a special place where our youth can grow into the best that they can be. Parents, are you looking for a safe place where your child can meet new friends and learn new skills after school? Visit www.totallypositiveproductions.com to find out about their after-school and weekend programs. Follow Totally Positive on Facebook to stay up to date on free cultural enrichment, field trips, and talent shows. Volunteer, support, and donate at TotallyPositiveProductions.com. Let's not waste any more time. A child is waiting. Visit TotallyPositiveProductions.com today.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Let me tell you about the Peace Parks of North Lawndale project. We are creating a peace park from a vacant lot, one part of the park at a time, one weekend at a time. We are volunteers wanting to make a difference. The park will be for the people of Chicago, especially the residents of North Lawndale, to honor black heroes. Would you like to help? Please RSVP for the date and time. You can help by leaving a message on 773-542-9126 or send email to contact@urbanartretreat.com. Join us Saturdays and Sundays from noon to 4 p.m. each weekend at 2101 South Spalding and 21st Street.
Okay, this is Diana, and we're back from commercial break. We're talking about the Peace Parks of North Lawndale today, an all-volunteer project creating parks from the ground up out of vacant lots here in North Lawndale. We're coming to you from North Lawndale. So I wanted to describe what's in each of the Peace Parks. We're hoping to do 10 of them. We're doing an example peace park at the corner of South Spalding and 21st Street, located at 2101 South Spalding Avenue, two blocks west of the Kedzie Pink Line stop. So even if you're downtown, just hop on the Pink Line and get off at the Kedzie stop and walk two blocks west of there, and we're happening. So each of the peace parks, there's a formula, and each peace park is going to contain the following. Each peace park will have a butterfly garden, and we're going to attract monarch butterflies, which are becoming extinct, believe it or not. If you love butterflies, this would be a great thing for you to do. So we build a little fenced-in garden in one part of the park and screen it over and plant things in the butterfly garden that the butterflies really love, especially the monarch butterfly. And we have researched this, and we lay down some flat rocks because the butterflies love to sun themselves on flat rocks, and create a water feature that is basically an upside down container that will drip very slowly and create a mud kind of a muddy area that's not really a pool but something that the butterflies are attracted to, because they don't like to bathe in clear water. At any rate, and then also some areas where flowers, trees, bushes, things like this are growing. So, of course, we want to have a lot of greenery and things growing and wonderful stuff. In addition, throughout the park, there'll be a walkway, and it will be created very artistically. And then each park will have a display case for a Black History flag. And also each park will have a feature in it, a peace sculpture. And the park we're working on currently is a peace tower. And it's a very large, tall structure. It goes up 12 feet in the air. And at the top of it, we'll have a large peace sign. And the pieces of wood that are attached at various angles are painted the color of kente cloth. In addition, there will be a mural in each of the parks, and on each side there will be small portraits painted by children of African-American heroes. So we call them puzzle murals because the murals, 4x8 horizontal murals, are installed to be standing independently, and you can see it from both sides. And then the children do workshops either at our site at Urban Art Retreat or at their site, whether that be a school or an organization. And they're each given a small square piece of wood of varying sizes. And they learn about a black hero, and they paint a picture of that black hero and in acrylic paints. And then that piece of wood, along with many other pieces of wood with the portraits on them, are attached to the mural. And one can see the mural from both sides. And from even out on the sidewalk, you can see the side that, of the mural that's facing the street. So this Black Heroes mural is part of the park, and there can be 75 to 100 portraits on each side. And so we're hoping to help educate people about the hundreds of black heroes that there are. And this is part of history that's been skipped over, and we're hoping to make up for that. In addition, in each park, there'll be an artistic sculpture or monument that will be created and will be in honor of a black hero. And the neighborhood elders will be asked to vote from their homes, will be visiting their homes, and will ask them to vote for a black hero that they think should have a sculpture in their honor. So each of these parks will be places where there'll be lots of benches and lots of art to look at and lots of black heroes to learn about. And for the neighborhood, we hope it'll be uplifting. And for Chicago in general, we hope it'll be a place where people will come and visit and learn about Black history. And we also hope that it might help our neighborhood become a neighborhood of destination where people, perhaps even from other countries, will come, like they do now, to see where various TV shows are being made. So if you want to volunteer, let us know. You can contact us by leaving a message on our phone, 773-542-9126, or you can leave an email at our email address, contact@urbanartretreat.com. Let us know when you'd like to volunteer, whether it's you as an individual or a group. We work on the weekends, but we also, for a group, would make time during the week. Thanks very much. So I wanted to talk a little bit about another way that people can be involved in the North Lawndale community. Art, artists, community activism. The North Lawndale Community Coordinating Council Arts and Culture Subcommittee is in the process of planning for its first ever Festival of the Arts event at Douglas Park. So guess what? We're going to be using Douglas Park some more. The North Lawndale Arts Festival is coming to Douglas Park on August 6th this summer from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's going to take place at the Fieldhouse. There will be food, music, and art at the venue. Right now, the subcommittee is looking for sponsors and vendors. Is that you? Maybe so. We're also looking for artists willing to exhibit their art at the Fieldhouse on the art wall. For a fee, vendors will be able to have a booth at the event. The subcommittee is also looking for flower donations as well. So if you are a florist, perhaps you'd like to have a sign up advertising your business in exchange for some donations of flowers. You can contact the chair of the subcommittee, Sheila McNary, at the following number, 312-907-7701. Or you can send her an email at sjmcnary1@aol.com if you want to help in any kind of way. Again, that email is sjmcnary1@aol.com. Sheila would be glad to hear from you. Or you can call her at 312-907-7701. So if you're interested in how the arts connect with social activism, these are the kinds of ways you can get involved. Whether you're an artist or you just like the arts and you see the value of it in community, help out with the Arts and Culture Subcommittee bringing an art festival, the first time ever, to the North Lawndale community here in Douglas Park. Or in the Peace Parks of North Lawndale. So we hope to hear from you. You artists, get on the stick. Let's hear from you. And you art lovers, come on down. Let's be participants. Bye for now. This is Diana on a Wednesday.